From university course to outstanding force, Kent Police, recruiting now.
Now, it's funny because at the start of the day, when we were talking to some of the guys in the sort of HR like recruitment team, they were saying how a lot of people, when they join the police, they want to do the Gucci roles, and that's what they called them.
Oh.
And it was basically the dog handling and firearms and blue light runs, all those sorts of things that are what they call like the designer roles, I guess, that people think, oh, you get the flash car and you get the dogs and you get the guns and things like that. But I would say that when we actually joined the team and the dog handlers, wow, there's nothing flash and designer about it. It's all hands on.
Yeah.
It's all straight in there, right in the thick of it.
Yeah. It was brilliant to see. Well, it was great to find out as well. I didn't know that the dogs are all looked after by the handler at work, obviously.
Yeah.
But then the handlers take the dogs home with them to their own homes.
Yeah.
So they might have their own pet dogs who might live in the house or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then their police dogs, or at least the dog we met, Reggie,
yeah,
who's an Alsatian, lives with the family and he lives outside.
Yeah.
Because he has to stay, you know, used to the elements a bit more.
That's it, yeah.
And not lose his, like, downy undercoat, which mm-hmm. if he lived in the house, he'd lose a lot of his fluff.
Yeah, he'd shed
and
that.
And then when he went out working for the police, like, in the cold, he'd really feel it. But
yeah,
as it is, he's used to it and he's all ready for it. And you can see they love him as well.
Absolutely love him. The thing is, it takes years of training. Like,
yeah,
they were saying the amount of times that they'd wanted to work with the dogs, like how long it had taken them actually to get there. They are going to stay there and that's what they want to do now, be one of the dog handlers. Because it is, it's so much training goes into it. So much time you can see with the dog, but also with the handler as well. Like, they have to build that special relationship. Mm. Like you could see in the video, the bit where we were on the bus, it was like the minute that the handler called him back, Reggie was gone. Like, straight away, he listened. Even being on the bus, even being in the thick of it, in the action, there with the criminal, like, trying to take him down, this violent guy, he's still listening to what the handler's got to say. And as soon as the handler gave him the order, he stopped and went straight back.
And that's the thing about the dog as well. When the dog is looking for someone, all he knows is looking for someone. He doesn't know until that point necessarily if he's a goodie or a baddie.
Yeah, exactly.
So the dog gets there and has to mark, you know, found him, found the bad guy, woof,
yeah,
woof, woof. And then the police can take it from there, the humans.
Mm-hmm.
Or he might be in attack mode like he was on the bus.
Yeah.
Or he might be that the person hiding in the bushes is a victim themselves and is hiding and
yeah,
is scared. And, you know, the dog has to sort of at a moment's notice be prepared for that as well.
Yeah,
they
exactly
don't know what they, and I thought actually that kind of summed up the police role generally. You don't know what you're going to.
Yeah.
And that's why the training is so key, and that's why I was so impressed by the training on all the aspects, is you literally don't know what situation you're walking into.
No.
At that precise second.
Yeah.
And you have to know all the various things it could be and be ready to react with each one. And that's down to the dog as well, down
yeah
to the dog knows that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And they
fantastic
were saying, I remember them saying on the day, that with the dog, if the person, say for example, that's hiding in the bush is a criminal, if they come out and they're running away, while they're running, the dog's trained to chase them. And if they need to, they are trained to attack them. However, if the person stops running and is stood still and isn't fighting back, the dog knows all they do is stand and bark at them. They don't attack them because they don't need to. And it is like that thing, like you're saying, the dog needs to know what to expect as well. And they've trained them that unless they need to use that force, they don't. They just stand there and bark. And you imagine if you are somebody that's an offender who's just done something and then you've got a giant German shepherd stood barking at you. You are going to stop and
yeah,
you are going to let the police come and sort you out, because there's no chance you'd be risking it against that, would you?
Like, no.
It's just, oh, it's amazing. The discipline, I think, is really good. Like, those levels of discipline that they have with them. It was just, yeah, it was absolutely awesome.
Today, I drove on blue lights to save a life.
Today, I supported a victim of domestic abuse.
Today, I called for assistance.
Today, I brought an offender to justice.
Today, I made a difference.
What's your average day like? Anything like mine? It could be.
It's not your standard 9-to-5. It's demanding, but rewarding, and every day is different. Anything can happen. Could you be more than the badge? Apply now at kent.police.uk/officers and join an outstanding force.